Two men accused of selling drilling equipment to Saddam Hussein went on trial today in Germany. The equipment can be used to make artillery pieces capable of firing chemical or biological weapons at a distance of 30 miles. NPR's Emily Harris reports from the trial in Mannheim, Germany.
Accused arms salesman Bernd Schompeter is 59, but he looks at least 10 years younger. That's striking because his life story, as he described it in court today, sounds pretty grim. Evacuated from bombing raids during World War II, escaped from East Germany, convicted of tax evasion, and stuck with a bill worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then at 50, he says he couldn't find a regular job, so he tried his hand at doing business in the Middle East. He admitted to a panel of five judges today that he and his co-defendant, Willy Heinz Ribbeck, lacked required export clearances when they arranged for sales of equipment to Iraq. But Schompeter says he thought getting that permission was the responsibility of someone else involved in the deal. He also said he didn't know the equipment could be used for weapons. Still, prosecutor Stefan Marwaisa was very pleased.
They confessed to deliver to Iraq. That's enough to get them punished. What is not clear so far is from what point on they knew that these products were needed to produce weapons.
The prosecutor says Schompeter's co-defendant played a less crucial role. Still, Schompeter's lawyer, Günter Urbancik, says his client was just a tiny part of a huge machine.
I think he was just a very small player in this whole transaction. He was the one who established the contact between the parties, and he was just used to go through with these deals.
Deals that experts say happen all the time. Schompeter is accused of setting up a front company in Jordan, a common pathway into Iraq. James Lyons of the International Crisis Group tracks arms trades.
There are a huge number of businessmen out there in the world, including the U.S., who are willing to bust not only U.N. sanctions, but also U.S. sanctions in exchange for money. According to my sources who have been in and out of Iraq with frequency, you go to the Al Rashid Hotel in Baghdad and it's full of foreigners all there to do business.
Some of them, Lyons is quick to note, are trading with Iraq under the U.N.-run Oil for Food program. Schompeter's company did some of that, too. This is not the first time German firms have been questioned about their ties with Iraq. Several dozen German companies were listed as providing technology to Iraq's weapons programs in a report Baghdad gave the United States late last year. Many of those trades happened before sanctions were in place, but Schompeter helped arrange technology sales just a couple years ago. One of his business partners is in custody in Bulgaria. Prosecutor Movaiza thinks this suspect, Sahib Abd al-Amir al-Haddad, could widen the case.
I think he's the most important person in this Iraq delivery connection. He's American. He's an American citizen. He's born in Baghdad. And we don't know what else he has done. We just know this small part, the connection with Schompeter. But we think that there might be other deliveries.
Bulgarian authorities are considering Germany's request for al-Haddad's extradition. Emily Harris, NPR News, Mannheim.